Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning: the brain massage show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged. Stand by. The brain massage show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Scheidbach, brain masseur. My voice is a bit weak and thin today, but my heart is in the trim. And my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I must begin today by offering you an apology. In my last show, I announced that I'd be speaking on the topic of biblical perspective on Christians' responsibility in a situation where the government violates their contract with the people, the Constitution. What is a Christian to do if the government does come to your door, or to his or her door, and demand that we surrender our guns? Is there a limit to our submission to government power? Is there a point when it becomes a Christian patriot's duty to resist? I mean, as beloved Thomas Jefferson said. And if so, what form should that resistance take? Now, these are questions Christians need to answer in these days, I'm afraid to say. And I intended to bring a message on that subject last Sunday night, but at the time I made that announcement, I had forgotten. I was scheduled to preach out of town last Sunday, therefore, I will, and I promise, be here this week, and I'll preach that message this coming Sunday night at 6 p.m. at the Lighthouse. So come on out and meet with me and hear a powerful message on the Christian's responsibility in times like these. What do we have for today? Well, I see they made a deal on the filibuster question. Well, Harry decided he didn't have the support he needed to hit the nuclear option button, I guess. That is a sign of hope, I suppose. So they negotiated a thing where the opposition party can't filibuster a hearing of the bill, but thereafter they can, or something like that. Essentially, there seems to be no change in the filibuster rule, and that's a good thing. You see, contrary to what many of you have been led to believe, this country was not organized to ensure that majority rules. It was specifically organized to protect the rights of minorities. And what really irks me is that the minorities have used those rights to gain power that they are now using to strip us of our rights. And a pack of wicked hounds. Oh man, they're going to kick the can down the road again on the debt ceiling and the budget thing. Okay, Boehner and Bama are agreeing now to delay dealing with the debt limit issue until April. So all the way through May, there's going to be unlimited spending. When is this going to stop? Can you believe these guys? They have a constitutionally mandated obligation to prepare a budget. But instead of passing a budget, they keep pushing it off, kicking the can down the street. Every one of these jokers should be fired for dereliction of duty, failing to obey the law of the land. Now, really, the problem is the debt limit. The ugly truth is only a handful of representatives really have the honesty to admit that it's time to hold the debt down and to start concentrating on paying down the debt rather than increase it yet again. Where is this going to stop? None of you would handle your own budget in this irresponsible manner. I doubt that you would tolerate your city officials handling their city budget in this way. They're actually talking about giving Obama a blank check, the power to raise the debt limit as he pleases, and whenever he pleases. Listen, this Congress needs to hand Obama a budget, not a blank check. Well, Head Start is a bust. There's about $8 bucks you can cut out of the budget right there. They finally were forced to release the findings of a recent study of Head Start's effectiveness, and it was learned that it's doing no good at all. And in fact, in some cases and in some ways of looking at it, it's actually hurting rather than helping the problems it's supposed to solve. But that is true of every progressive solution. It never fixes the problem. It always either is a total waste of our money and time, or it actually exacerbates the problem. The family is the answer. The family. Support and strengthen the family, not government programs. Liberal programs exacerbate problems. Here's a report from Huckabee showing that welfare recipients are actually, listen to this, are actually making more money per hour than workers in this country. Quote, last month, the Senate Budget Committee reports that in fiscal year 2011, between food stamps, housing support, child care, Medicaid, and other benefits, the average U.S. household below the poverty line received $168 a day in government support, end quote. Now, he goes on to point out that the, quote, median income in America is just over $50,000, which averages out to $137.13 a day, end quote. So now folks being on welfare actually pays the equivalent of $30 an hour for a 40-hour week, while the average job, including benefits, pays an average of about $25 per hour. Can you believe this? But wait, as Huckabee points out, quote, the person who works also has to pay taxes, which drops his pay to $21 an hour, end quote. He says, quote, no wonder welfare is now the biggest part of the budget, more than Social Security or defense, end quote. And they're trying to manipulate you into thinking Social Security is a mere benefit and not, as it was supposed to be, a kind of insurance policy you paid into. Anyway, with the current state of the character of the average American, you can see that this situation creates one in which almost no one on welfare would be willing to take a $9 per hour cut in pay and then, you know, have to work all sorts of extra hours to make ends meet when they can get a virtual free ride in the backs of their neighbors. The land is sick, my friend, in desperate need of healing. Well, let's see. Clinton finally testified before Congress on the terrorist jihadi Allah Akbar attack on our consulate in Benghazi, which wasn't actually a consulate, but which was a what? And resulting in the massacre of our ambassador, Christopher Stevens, his information manager, Sean Smith, and former SEALs, Glenn Dougherty and Tyrone Woods. Four Americans whose lives did not matter enough to Obama to make certain combat personnel that were within an hour of the scene were given the green light to proceed to their assistance. In fact, we now know that somewhere in the chain of command, a stand-down order was given, but we can't get any of these wicked, good-for-nothing politicians to tell us where it came from. And you know, and I know, the only time you get that kind of stonewalling, that level of stonewalling, is when it touches real close to the very, very top of a favorite of the liberals. Because if it was a conservative that did it, you'd hear about it all day, every day, for at least 3 months, if not the entire year. So interestingly, Hillary gets all of her campaign debt mysteriously paid off the day before she goes before Congress to, quote, take full responsibility, end quote, so long as there is no accountability, that is. I wonder what she'll have to say about the source of the stand-down order if she actually has to face personal accountability for her responsibility. I mean, this thing of separating accountability from responsibility is systemic to the entire country, my friend. From welfare right on up to politicians, Benghazi is a wicked bit of business. Who gave the stand-down order? Why was security purposely drawn down leading up to 9/11, when anyone with an ounce of sanity would be increasing security, not decreasing it? Why was Stevens even there on 9/11? These are questions we are not getting answered. And why is the man who made that video, everyone in the administration said caused the Benghazi riots, so-called riots, when they knew full well that was a lie, why is that man still being held in jail and they're not put in jail? I mean, I want you to think about this. It's because of what they said and what they did, this man's in jail. Why don't they go to jail? What's he being tried for anyway? What, making a movie jihadis don't like? Why are you not screaming your head off demanding answers to these questions? It is because you are overwhelmed. One of the specific tactics of Alinsky is to so overwhelm you that you simply can't act. But take courage in the Lord, my dear friends, and rise up and act. Other questions. Do we have another Fast and Furious cover-up? Did these jihadists actually use weapons that had been given to them by the Obama administration? What was Obama thinking when he directed arms to be given to jihadist leaders in Libya who had previously fought U.S. soldiers in Iraq? Was the security so lax at this compound because other nefarious activity was being conducted there, as some suspect and as evidence is mounting to suggest? Was Stevens recruiting and arming jihadists and terrorists to wage war on the Syrian regime? Oh, yeah. Yeah, more and more evidence is surfacing that suggests this is what was going on. And why did Obama's administration go out with the movie Made the Muslims Mad song when they knew that was a lie? What was he hiding? I'm getting sick and tired of all of you who are allowing this man to hide all this behind his skin color. Listen, I don't care if he's pink with purple polka dots or stripes. This is wrong. And the buck stops with him, hey? Hillary is covering for him now. That seems to be her role in politics, covering for men of low character. Well, we'll see. Now we have a retired admiral, and I'm talking about a 4-star admiral, coming out and saying, quote, the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi was the result of a bungled abduction attempt, the first stage of an international prisoner exchange that would have ensured the release of Omar Abdulrahman, the blind sheik, end quote. He claims that, however, something went wrong, that the two Navy SEALs who remained with the ambassador and attempted to rescue him from the attack had stayed there disobeying stand-down orders, and the fight they put up caused the terrorists some serious losses that they didn't anticipate. This made them feel they were betrayed by Obama, and so they raped and dragged Stevens through the streets. Yeah, that's what's... Think about it. I don't know. It's probably even worse than this, you know. We know that the Muslim Brotherhood has made several attempts to get the blind sheikh released and that Obama has not simply shut them down, but strings them along, no doubt waiting for the right opportunity, you know. Watch. If they let Hillary skate on this, shed a few tears, do her little dance around the questions and try to wrap this up and sweep it under the carpet, I don't know what to say, except that the truth has surely been cast into the street in this country, even into the gutter. Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert. If you're a progressive that hates the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and your ears turn red and start to burn when you hear the Bible quoted, well, you've been forewarned. I'm about to quote from the book our founders quoted more often than any other single book, the book that gave us the notion of inalienable rights endowed to us by our Creator. Quote, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Isaiah 59:14. Folks, when truth is cast aside, judgment is turned away, justice stands off, and what is right cannot prevail. But remember this and take heart. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord promised to raise a standard against them. Rise up, O Church of God, pillar and ground of the truth, and assert yourself. You know, Biden's calling on you to support his effort to take away our Second Amendment rights. I call on you to stand up against their effort to strip us of our rights. I got to take a short break, but here it is in a nutshell. While Obama's arming jihadists in Libya, sending F-16s and other high-powered military arms to Egypt's Jew-hating Morsi, and arming criminals in Mexico, he is doing everything in his power to disarm you, the law-abiding American. You've got to ask yourself, what is going on here? I'll be right back.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage. Compromise of personal preferences or self-interests to serve some higher good is honorable, but some think compromise is the answer to all disagreements. A dispute between two women over who was the mother to a baby was brought to Solomon. He ordered a compromise: have the baby divided and give each mother half. Obviously, some things allow for no acceptable compromise. In those cases, compromise only works to the advantage of evil. For example, instead of obeying the Lord and coming out of an apostate church, you compromise the truth. Why should our children respect our beliefs if we don't? Something to think about. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. The dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheinbach, brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lanterns in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Struggling with my voice a little bit, but I think you can hear me loud and clear. While Obama is arming jihadists in Libya, used to kill our ambassador, arming criminals in Mexico with guns they used to kill our Border Patrol agents, and sending F-16s and other high-powered military arms to Egypt's Jew-hating Morsi, they're almost certainly going to be used to kill our Jewish friends, he's doing everything in his power here to disarm you, the law-abiding American. In Obama's inaugural address, he made the point that progress does not have to mean we settle decades-old debate over the role of government in our lives, but it does require that we act in our time. I plan to provide a fuller critique of his second inaugural address later, the whole collective action thing, you know, another code language that signals his effort to condition our thinking to accept the basic notions of socialism. You know, the repeated emphasis on together and the whole shtick about the shrinking few who do very well and the growing many who barely make it. A phenomenon, by the way, actually created and exacerbated by his policies. But let's look at this. Quote, progress does not compel us to settle centuries-long debates about the role of government for all time, but it does require us to act in our time, end quote. Now, I want you to notice the slick rhetorical gamesmanship here. He's saying, effectively, don't get all bogged down battling it out over the debate over the legitimate role of government in our lives. It's been going on for yon, so long. Well, you know, but hey, the fact is the Bill of Rights was created specifically to do exactly that. All right? It was supposed to end that debate. The first 10 amendments, specifically, were adopted to settle the question of the legitimate role of government, to limit its powers. And so you need to not let his rhetoric blind you to his actions. He is saying, effectively, hey, let's lay aside this ongoing age-old argument about the role of government, huh? Let's just forget about, let's just focus on what we need to do right now. Look, nobody ever said the man was stupid. His speechwriters are clever. These guys have got Alinsky down pat. The problem, however, with this is we answer the question of what we need to do right now from our view of the role of government in our lives. That's the basis of whatever decision we make. We must have that debate, or he needs to understand the resistance he's going to face as he attempts to strip away our Bill of Rights is going to come because we believe these are our inalienable rights endowed to us by our Creator, and that government is expressly prohibited from infringing upon them for whatever reason he comes up with to suggest he has the right to do it. So whatever he has to say to, say, the Newtown Massacre, they cannot require us to forego our rights as American citizens. Here's another example of creating a rhetorical blind behind which he inserts his Marxist principles into your thinking without the unsuspecting dumbed-down Obama bots realizing what's going on. Quote, through it all, we have never relinquished our skepticism of central authority. I can't believe he said this. Nor have we succumbed to the fiction that all society's ills can be cured through government alone. Wow. Our celebration of initiative and enterprise, our insistence on hard work and personal responsibility, these are constants in our character, end quote. I can't help but almost laugh when I'm hearing this. Is this guy a joke? Is he a clown? And then he goes on to say, quote, but we have always understood, said Obama, that when times change, so must we. That fidelity to our founding principles requires new responses to new challenges. That preserving our individual freedoms ultimately requires collective action, end quote. Now, what he's saying basically is that in order to be true to our founding principles, we need to no longer look to the Constitution or accept the Constitution as our governing law. Do you see it? He creates a blind by making you think he thinks the way you do about all this. You know, that he agrees with our skepticism of central authority. Yeah, right. Except when he has it. And that, of course, government can't solve all our problems alone. Right? Then he strikes the chord on initiative and enterprise, hard work, personal responsibility. Bringing your heart over to his, yeah. Bringing your minds into agreement. And then comes that one most powerful rhetorical device known, the word but. A word that's often used to cancel out everything previously said. He says here now, but we have always understood that when times change, so must we, end quote. Well, the change he wants is the change of Constitution, you say. Then he slips it in. Quote, preserving our individual freedoms ultimately requires collective action, end quote. So here he lays down the basis for actually overturning the Constitution. Here is the rationale for doing what is contrary to the Constitution, so long as he believes it's what ought to be done. And by the way, that is something he's on the record advocating, the rewriting of our Constitution, updating it, and all that kind of thing. Obama's a very dangerous man, and what makes him most dangerous is the level of illiteracy in our land. Too many people are so dumbed down, they don't realize what he's telling them. But here is something simple enough for anyone to understand. If he actually wanted to reduce gun violence in schools, for example, he would support the idea of providing for all school children what he provides for his own. Armed guards on campus. Because as we all know, the only thing that stops a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun. Eliminating guns from society is A, not going to happen. You see, bad guys will always find a way to get one. And B, it's not a good idea anyway. Chicago is a case study in the insanity of expecting gun control laws to control criminals with guns. 292 murdered in the last 6 months. Friend, there were only 221 killed in Iraq, where guns were all over the place. But in Chicago, they have the strictest gun laws in the United States. And what they've done with them is create a veritable combat zone. Listen, the Obama crowd is not interested in eliminating guns from America. Hey, they only want to make sure that they are the only ones who have them. There's no guarantee that any gun law, even if it was enforced, would have stopped any of the 60 school shootings from 1995 through 2008, or the more recent ones, including Newtown. And second, every one of the school shooting scenarios included the presence of guns in the hands of good guys that finally stopped the massacre. The obvious fact is that if those good guys with guns could have gotten there more quickly, or if good guys with guns had been there already, hundreds of lives would have been spared. And every one of these jokers know this. They're not that stupid. The way I know they know it is that every one of these characters depend on good guys with guns surrounding them every day of their lives to keep them safe and their children. And many of them, if not most of them, are concealed carry permitted. So why do they want to deprive you of the right to protect yourself? Well, the simple fact is there are only two ways we negotiate differences. I picked this up from a retired Marine, a Major Cuttle, and he does an excellent job of presenting one of the most common sense, intelligent arguments against gun confiscation I've ever read. I can't take the time to read it, but I'll give you the gist of it. And if you want the full text, call in, ask for it. I'll have my staff send you a copy. Essentially, the argument is that there are only two ways differences can be negotiated, and that is by force or by reason. When reason fails, there is a natural tendency to resort to force. In some extreme cases, when the differences are over matters where the stakes are high, like, for example, your life or your livelihood or your safety of your family, and when those things are very important to your concern, well, it's very important in those cases that both sides have equal force or else there will be oppression. That is, the side that has the power will almost always choose to oppress the weaker side when reason fails to persuade. Now, we are coming to an impasse in America over many things. They are right now trying, again, to force all of us to support abortion with our tax dollars. And in many other ways, they are pushing us past tolerance. There is no reasoning with them. We no longer share a common philosophical base for our arguments. And as everyone with sense can see, when reason does prevail, it only destroys liberal agenda. And so all they have to fall back on is force. And that's what they want to do. For example, the gun issue. Reason, simple, common sense, would say the best way to protect our kids in schools from rogue shooters like that Newtown monster is to have good guys with guns there to stop him. But no, the left has an agenda to get guns off the streets. They've said so. Of course, they want to give them to criminals in Mexico, to jihadists in Libya, to Jew-hating radical ragheads in Egypt. They want to make sure their children are protected by them in their schools and that their own persons are protected by them. You see, they don't want guns off the street. They just don't want you to have them. They want to have all the guns under their control because they don't trust you. Now, that actually doesn't make any sense unless they intend to use force to compel you to do some things they know you will resist and perhaps even go to the extreme of taking up arms to resist them. Now, this is something I have been warning my fellow Americans about for I don't know how long, many years now. When the cultural debate that's going on in this country finally goes beyond reason, when reason can no longer prevail, it will necessarily break down into the resort to force. Probably the only thing keeping some of these characters at bay today is the fact that there are over 300 million guns in the hands of American citizens right now. Although that count was taken a while back, it might have doubled with Obama's actions going on. They want to remove the ability of American citizens from having the power to resist them, if or when it comes to the use of force to compel us to surrender our rights to them. All right, I didn't get to the abortion thing, but no kidding, they are attempting to force Americans to support abortion through tax-funded abortions. Can you believe this? Folks, this nation has countenance under the cover of law, the murder of 55 million babies in the womb. And now Obama wants to expand that to include babies who survive a failed abortion attempt outside the womb. This sort of callous disregard for the most helpless of humans is evidence of the kind of cold abstraction of human sentimentality that characterizes monsters in history like Hitler and Pol Pot. 55 million babies murdered under the sanction of United States laws. Hundreds of thousands of pro-life Americans will be marching on Washington, and you're going to hear little about it. The curse of the innocent blood be upon Obama, Boxer, Feinstein, Biden, all of them. And all of you who support the shedding of the innocent blood. Oh, it's not much. Only about, what, 30 millimeters at 20 weeks in the womb? Or what is that, 1 ounce of blood in the body? of a 20-week-old baby in the womb. At 12 months in the womb, that little fully formed baby of about 2.5 inches from crown to rump pumps 60 pints a day. 55 million ounces of blood. No big deal, right? What's that? Only 3,437,500 gallons of innocent blood? What's that? Only a little under 1 gallon of baby's blood, innocent baby's blood for every man, woman, and child in America? Envision a gallon container before you now, say a milk container filled with blood, the blood of a little baby, the blood of little babies murdered in the wombs, kept in the refrigeration of your cold heart and your conscience, that one day you'll be forced to drink. I mean this symbolically, of course, or take response, and the idea of taking responsibility for the shedding of innocent blood that has polluted our land. And if you don't think there is a relationship between the crumbling of our republic and this scourge of innocent blood, you don't know God. Quote, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth, end quote. Revelation 6, 8, and 9. Get a load of this one, quote, and I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy, end quote. And you say, well, this is about the murder of martyrs. You know, like Saeed, the American citizen whose family lives in Iran and who has converted from Islam and is a preacher of the gospel now, who is now being held prisoner in Iran, being tried for treason for the crime of converting to Christianity. And our State Department says nothing, and Obama says nothing. So you see the calloused abortionist's heart. But I also say to you, beware, for God has declared it is better for you to have a millstone hung about your neck and cast into the sea than that you should offend one of these little ones. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know if you see that they are on. Call me at 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, lights off if you disagree. Or you can write me by email by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. Click on the Contact Us button, follow the prompts, and write me a letter. Great way for my podcasters to make contact with the Brain Masseur. And you know, calls usually fall off during the holidays and a little after. It's time to pick them back up, folks. Grab the phones, pick them up, give me a call, let me know you're out there. 1-888-770-8000. Or go to thebrainmassageshow.com, click on the Contact Us button, and write me a letter by email. Lights on or lights off. I want to hear from you today. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Is going to church like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going, getting nowhere. Has your faith made the difference you're looking for? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, a lighthouse for the family. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com.